So we're in a drought, likely a long-term one. And if there's only so much water to go around, how do we balance human needs with the needs of the environment? These are the questions that ecologists and planners are grappling with at the annual meeting of the Salmonid Restoration Federation, underway in Santa Rosa. One of the highlights will be the screening this evening of the documentary Dam Nation. Matt Stecker is the film's producer.
On the west coast of North America, salmon are listed up and down the coast on the Endangered Species Act, and really the primary reason is loss of habitat due to migration barriers, and dams are the most significant barrier that's blocked salmon from being able to return from the ocean.
Stecker's film, which won the Audience Choice Award at the South by Southwest Film Festival last year, makes the argument that the age of large dams has passed, that they were never a good idea anyway. And those fish ladders, they don't really work. He also chronicles the process of dam removal around the nation. It was just a few years ago, says Stecker, when talk of tearing down dams was considered crazy by many.
You know, lunatics and on the fringe of society. And then now you go to the actual dam removal celebration and the people that were once called crazy are there and everybody's, you know, praising their efforts, and there's politicians there trying to take credit for the project, and it's been a huge shift.
Starting in the summer of 2011, the Elwha Dam on the Elwha River in Washington began to be removed. It's been the largest dam removal in the world to date. Now, salmon are migrating past the former dam site. Trees and shrubs are growing in the drained reservoir beds, and the sediment that was once trapped by the dam is rebuilding beaches at the river's outlet.
I mean, that, I think, is really the most inspirational thing about dam removal. It's unlike a lot of environmental battles, oftentimes you don't really see that tangible result. On the Elwha, they're seeing river otters and bears and other critters that depend on salmon coming back and kind of reconnecting that important food source.
Lynn Ingram, a paleoclimatologist at UC Berkeley, is giving a keynote at the conference. She's recently written a book called The West Without Water, which uses climate records to make the case that the last century, when California was developing, was an unusually wet period, and that we're probably returning to a long-term dry spell. Ingram is not a fan of large dams either. She says that plans to expand California's surface water storage system are misguided.
In the long run, that's not the way to go, because if we have decreased precipitation, you know, we won't have water to fill those dams anyway. It won't necessarily help.
Ingram believes that in the future, groundwater storage and increased water efficiency will be key to survival in California. And her message for the fish restoration community? It's a sobering one.
The only reason that we've been able to grow to such a large population is by developing all the surface waters for human use and agricultural diversions of water. I'm not sure that we can continue to support such a large agricultural. I mean, agriculture uses 70% to 80% of the developed water. And I don't see that that's sustainable.
Meaning that in the future, some hard decisions will need to be made when it comes to balancing the water needs of both humans and fish. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.